Hello, how are you? Good to meet you. This is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi. And we've been playing with this. Putting all the tools together, and we've been bringing back the Ark of the Covenant, playing with the Ark of the Covenant again. So bringing in the Light Template, through the Third Triad and through the Sacred Heart, and bringing that into the Second Triad and compressing the Light and then creating that Ark. And it's been magnificent. And then, the Zeon particles are just showering down. And a couple of things we've been doing is compressing the Zeon particles and the light into various organs. And I was guided to bring it mainly into the brain and into the neurological system and into the physical heart and into the bloodstream. And those seem to be the most effective to spread it throughout the whole body. But I had an insight that I'd like you to comment on. When we compress that light in the second triad back into the medulla oblongata, and I've been visualizing that this is just bringing massive and massive and massive amounts of light and just compressing it. But when we create that arc, are we actually creating electrons, which is like one component of matter? And so we're taking light and converting it into matter to make it to be usable in the physical. Am I onto something there?
Yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely accurate.
Wow.
This is what is going to change the third dimensional physical body. It won't change into light, but it will have far less density and will be a fifth-dimensional vehicle in matter, in form. And it requires that compression. You see, you cannot use the electrical charges that emanate from in the Ark of the Covenant through that undifferentiated light, because the undifferentiated light is pure source light. And you, as a human, have to convert that light into matter, into some semblance of form that is useful in the body. So this is what you are doing in that second triad. And we have told you before that second triad is really the creative center, as well as your mental emotional body, in that conversion. So, excellent observation.
Okay. So, are we creating only electrons, or are we creating also protons and neutrons, or do I need to even be concerned about that right now?
You are changing the progression of that, the proton. At the cellular level, proton, electron, and proton. That's the normal third-dimensional body's configuration at that cellular level. And you are converting that through the energetics of that sixth-dimensional light body to electron, proton, electron.
Okay.
So you are actually changing the cellular membrane. And this will be part of this teaching in this session.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. And thank you for all that you all do for us.
You're very welcome. And thank you for being so receptive, because it takes this human counterpart to get this job done. You're the ones with the body. You're the ones that are have to muck through the density to create the matter that is needed to substantiate the light body. And you're doing it.
Yes, we are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jana.
Hello, Jana.
Hello. Could you speak a little bit about the co-creation in this process with the elementals, in our Earth Star, bringing in the Christed energy into the physicality, and how the actual elements, I mean, my personal experience is working very much on a daily basis, developing a relationship, a new relationship with my body, my physicality, in concert with the elementals. And how does that play? My understanding between the mind body, that the emotional body is a connective there. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yes, because the emotions are part of that electromagnetic field, and the electrical charges that are being created through the emotions actually create the thought, which alters the DNA structure of the body, of the consciousness, bringing it up into that more refined state of fifth dimension. That's number one. And number two, yes, the elements play a part in this also, because the body is made up of elements, of fire, water, earth elements, air elements, breath. So all of these work in concert in this creative, this massive creative effort. It's never been done by humans. They have declined and created a third dimensional body through the elements, through the elemental community's interface, but they have never reversed this process. And this is what you are engaged in now.
I know that there's excess fire, the balance of fire in my body particularly, that I've been noticing for the last few months, and wanting to balance that out through acupuncture and herbs and so on, and diet, pranayama, different things. But how does this, just as an example, impact our intention of working with the elementals? Do we direct that, ask the salamanders to just sort of cool it a little bit and bring up the water element in the body? Or is that kind of where we are on the playground right now?
Exactly. Yeah. Cooling the excess heat. Now, the heat is needed in the clearing process and in the purification process. But too much is detrimental to the functioning of the body.
Right.
So the breath,
the balance,
creating the balance. And there is imbalance on the earth. There's a great clearing taking place now. So it's using the elements in concert with one another, using the breath to cool, the air to cool, the waters of the body to cool that the intense flame and bring it into a more balanced function.
Yes, I find one particular breath is very effective in that cooling process.
Yes, yes. So this is where, as we move into more teaching around the sixth and seventh dimensional light template and the ascension rays that are very in a part of it, the main purpose of that is to bring balance to the system. not only to charge it up to a different frequency range, but to charge it up in balance and coherency.
So there's a balance in stimulation and soothing, is that?
Correct, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where those color codes come into play. Can you see that? Color and vibration. Yeah.
The olive code that you presented to us recently with the magenta, I'm focusing really on the olive is an everyday, all the time kind of occurrence with me now, whether I'm getting cut off in traffic or, you know, just those moments of orchestrating a new way of being, you
correct.
Know, with everything that in the outside world right now. So it's a little bit of a dance, but and the tones themselves, like through the different organs, you know, responding to different resonances, do those actually, could you talk a little bit, I don't want to take up the whole session here, but could you talk a little bit about cooling, warming, electrical, magnetic, aspects of tones?
Not at this time, but
okay.
That will be a topic of discussion soon.
Okay, good. Thank you.
It will get us a little off topic in the progression
yeah.
of
yeah.
things.
So, yeah, thanks for that.
But it's a good point to bring up because that is very much a part of the balance that is needed here.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Good evening, El Moria. This is Diana.
Hello, Diana.
There's some things that I have been noticing, and I would like your feedback. One of the things that have come back into my awareness is the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. And I'm finding that there is an increased fluidity that I am experiencing when I am aware of these, aware of them, specifically for creating a more balanced field in my mental and emotional body. Another piece that I'm noticing is more of a the left and right hemisphere coming together.
Yeah.
It's almost, I don't want to say a stitching, but that is also something that I've noticed. And the third piece, which I still have questions about, are the seed crystals. I am noticing those seem to be coming online, being more active. So
correct.
those are the three things that are I'm noticing in my space.
Wonderful. Wonderful observations, and they are all accurate. So, because they all have, this is a time where all of the teachings over the last several years are being, as you so wonderfully phrased it, stitched together into a unified field of expression. So none of it is operating separately. You're still using the rays of creation. You're still using all of the components. You're using the elements. You are using the parts of the brain that you learned about. Everything, every little piece and part is being drawn together in the presence of the six-dimensional light template to affect a change, not just in the consciousness, but in the progression of the soul, but in the physical body itself.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Greetings. Imhotep here.
Yes.
What I experience is this clarity, balance, and you get this strong energetics. And what I envision and feel is like I'm a battery, and I connect and ground to the Earth Star. And then at the same time, you know, I feel the Earth's energy coming through me, and I direct that to the Andromeda Galaxy. And so my whole body is just energized. And then in that energetics, I don't think too much about all the tools, even though they do come to mind. The first, second, third triad, I think about that. Tell me if I'm wrong, it just seems like if you've energized the body like that and you're feeling that way, that it seems the energies just will take care of the body itself. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I can do except enjoy the energy that I experience and the clarity and the connections with the grounding. Okay.
Yes, I think you are doing a fine job. And it's in the observance. It's in grounding. It has to be grounded into the elements of the earth, which is part of your body's mechanism. Not only do we have these vast energetics at play, the electromagnetic fields to alter the cells and the functioning of the cells, the functioning of the mental-emotional body to where there's sovereignty in that creative part of you. It's in the observance of how that plays out in your life individually and how you can use all of those vast components that you have at your disposal and yet still be very grounded in each moment. And you're doing an excellent job of that.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome.